The third part of the TOEFL IBT is speaking, which is 16 minutes. You got four tasks, one independent, three integrated. The core knowledge is in the section measures your ability to speak effectively in an academic environment. The structure's responses must be clearly organized. A simple structure is main idea, reason one, detail, then reason two, detail or example, and then finally have a brief conclusion. Then you have vocabulary. Use a range of vocabulary, wide range of vocabulary. Avoid simple words like good or bad. Instead, use precise, concise, and academic terms like beneficial, detrimental, or essential. In pronunciation, you have to practice a good pronunciation. This is critical scoring factor. Your pronunciation must be clear and intelligible and comprehensible. Focus on word stress, sentence stress, emphasizing content words and intonation. You don't need a perfect Native American accent, but your speaking must not force the listener to struggle. Then we have some practical strategies you can use in answering questions. The first one is master the template. For integrated tasks 3 and 4, use a simple template. The reading or lecture discusses main topic. The professor provides two examples or argues that first or second. This ensures a structure and saves precious seconds. The 15-second preparation. During the 15 to 30 seconds of preparation time, do not write full sentences. Jot down 2 to 3 key points and keywords or a simple outline. For independent tasks, state your opinion and one reason immediately. Pace yourself. Speak at a moderate, a steady pace. It is better to finish 2 seconds early than to run out of time mid-sentence. Use fillers naturally. What I mean by that is to buy a second or thinking time without pausing awkwardly. And number 4 is writing, which is 29 minutes, 2 tasks integrated, 1 task and 1 academic discussion. The core knowledge in this section measures your ability to write in an academic context. The structure is the essays. That must be well organized and a clear topic sentence supporting details and transitions. The new academic discussion task requires concise, relevant contributions to an online class discussion. And the vocabulary knowledge is what demonstrates a sophisticated command of academic language. Use precise words like demonstrates, contradicts, postulates, and vary your sentence structure. And finally, pronunciation, not applicable to this part. However, strong internal pronunciation skills help you hear the rhythm and flow of your writing as you proofread, making it easier to spot awkward phrasing. The practical strategies you can use here is for integrated writing, which is 20 minutes, focus on contrast. The lecture almost always contradicts the reading. Your goal is to clearly explain how the lecture challenges each point in the reading. Use a strong contrasting transitions. However, the professor argues that this contradicts the reading's claim that and the rest of the sentence. For the academic discussion task, which is 10 minutes, this is the new shorter task. You must do 3 things. Number 1 is to acknowledge a point made by another student. I appreciate Maria's point about this issue, for instance. Number 2 is to introduce your own opinion. And number 3 is provide a specific relevant reason or example. You have to aim for 120 to 150 words of concise and high-quality content. Don't forget, always proofread. Leave 1 to 2 minutes for proofreading. Look for common errors, subject-verb agreement, tense agreement, article usage like a and the, and verb tense consistency, as I mentioned before.